Beautiful morning, folks. Today's video is kind of an in response type of video. So I posted a video a few days ago about the positives and the negatives of the Red Pill community, like two separate videos. The negatives, of course, did a lot better, a lot more comments, a lot more hate from young men, abusive and whatnot, about being gay or not getting women or just coping that my life isn't good. In the video, I evidently say that I'm quite a big fan of working harder and all that kind of stuff, and that I'm married and all that jazz. So one of these premeditated notions that the Red Pill community always give us is like women have to be feminine. Women have to be feminine and submit to men, which that's the way that my relationship works. And that's how I honestly believe that some of the best marriages that I've seen works, but that's a personal opinion. Anyone can work out however the fuck they want. So there's this idea that things should go back to that way. So I purposely use the word submit as well, because there is a power imbalance that men are physically stronger, potentially earn more. And that's maybe because women seek for men that earn more. And that's, I think it's almost might be anecdotally, but I see it quite commonly. So men, young men want women to submit to them when they're maybe not earning enough, not physically in shape, no experience, cannot speak correctly, idolizing these middle-aged men that, you know, are misogynistic. So for a woman to submit to you, she has to be solely mentally, physically, full-bodied, able to submit to your decision-making and trust that if she was blind, you would lead her down the right path no matter what. You are the correct decision-maker for all decisions in your life. So that's the responsibility. That's the dark side of women submitting to you that they're not telling you about. Think the red pill tells you to think that a woman submitting to you is to delete her Instagram and not be a hoe. No, those are like non-negotiables. If you're with someone, those kind of things, not the deleting Instagram, that's just dumb. But a woman submitting to you, she has to solely give her body, mind, spirit, whatever analogy you want to use, to you. And it's a thankless role to be the man that's responsible for all decisions for the entire family. But that's what the flip side is. If you want a woman to submit, well, that's what you need to be able to provide to her. So I make the decisions for my family, and it's fucking exhausting. The decision to move houses, the decision to get a better job, the decision to buy certain things or sacrifice certain things come from my brain, my thinking, my ideas. And this is something that me and my wife have this discussion quite a lot, because she doesn't understand what a man goes through. So we're going to move again at the end of the year, and I'm already thinking it, planning it. Money's sort of getting in order to do it. These aren't even thoughts in her head. And she just thinks that because she looks after my son on the daily and doing all sorts of other things on the daily household to household basis, that she's more stressed, women think more. But that's not the case. If she's submitted to me, then I'm in control, or I'm in charge of making all the correct decisions to keep her safe, keep her happy, keep her safe, keep her in the right mind to look after my son. So that's what submitting means, and that's what taking responsibility in potentially being the head of the house does. So I'm already thinking about decisions about how we're going to move, when we're going to move, what I'm going to do for work, how's she going to be safe, how are we going to eat. These are things that she solely gets to trust that I am letting him do that, but I need to be the one that comes prepared with all those decisions and discussions at all times. So it's a thankless role, because women, like we don't see what a woman thinks about and deals with 24/7, they don't see and understand what we deal with. So at a young age, from 20 to 24, what big decisions are you making? You might be at university. You're probably not on too much money. You have to be a fucking extreme outlier to be the rich guy and competing with 40-year-olds in that kind of field. So do you really want that responsibility, or do you just want a woman to submit to you so you can be controlling and not have other male competitors when they go out? So I was in a relationship at that age. I am of the mindset that traditional marriages are great and relationships are great. And when you're dating someone, you should potentially stop going out to nightclubs. But women are also getting out of school and starting to realize what they want to be and who they want to be and how they want to live. So just because you're 20 and you date a girl, you can't stop her from going out at that age. And that's what young men need to realize, that this whole submitting to men will come later on once they understand who they are. And there's a meme that goes around where there's a girl that's like, yeah, I'm a feminist, but I don't really need my last name. We can just use his. His is cooler. I think personally, my ideology is that women mature into that. A woman at 20 and a woman to 30 is entirely different. Like men, we are dumb fucking idiots at 20 and we're a lot smarter and better at 30, and then we will be the same at 40. So stop listening to this red pill shit when you want a woman to submit to you at 20. It's probably just controlling, and you'll hear from Myrons and these expression fits. It's really just the controlling aspect that you want over a woman. So do you deserve that? I'm not sure. That's where today's video is, and that's the other side of feminine versus masculinity and why, yeah, femininity needs to be protected. That's today's video. Thank you for watching. This, I guess, is a bit controversial as well, so if you get this far, we'll see what the comments say and all that kind of jazz. Peace out. Thank you. Love you guys.